What's up, guys? You're listening to Man Meat Barbecue, the podcast. We put a brand new podcast out with a brand new guest every single Thursday. We talk barbecue, photos, cooking, different tips, how people like to cook, when they got into cooking. It's awesome. Obviously, if you're listening to the show, here you are. Also, we have a killer merch set up at manmeatbarbecue.com. Make sure you go check it out. If you can help us out, it would mean a lot. It helps the show flowing, and it also allows us to do cooler stuff for you guys. So as a thank you to all of our listeners, we would like to give you guys 10% off. Use MMBFAN, MMBFAN, all one word, as a discount code. You'll save 10% on all merchandise. Thank you so much, guys. So without further ado, we want to introduce ManBQ, our sponsor, our only sponsor. So thank you so much, guys. ManBQ, if you don't know who they are, go check them out at manbq.com. So without any further ado, let's get into this fucking podcast. Barbecue Queen today. If you don't know who she is, you're going to go on Instagram, you're going to type in BBQ Queen, and she's probably going to pop up. If she doesn't, you're spelling one of the two words wrong. Am I wrong? Right? You pretty much pop up. So kind of tell us a little bit about yourself. You're from over on that West Coast and doing fun stuff over there. So tell us, give us a little bit of a background about you.
I live in California, and I am actually a nursing student, and this is kind of my hobby at the moment. And I also do some baking and just, you know, all types of cooking. I am a mother of three kids, so they keep me busy, and they're pretty sick of barbecue.
So now, what are you cooking on? What are your cookers of choice?
I have a Weber, and just like the 20, is it 22-inch Weber?
22-inch Weber.
I have a Oklahoma Joe's Highland wood smoker, cool. And then I have a Traeger.
She said a bad word on the show. We're going to have to bleep that shit out. Fuck.
I whispered it.
This is a family show. You can't say words like Traeger. So what got you into barbecue? What kind of decided when'd you decide that like cooking over an open flame was the way to fucking go?
Honestly, I just love cooking all things. The reason I started barbecuing was I was married at the time, and I had made some kebabs one day and, you know, gave them to my husband to go cook out. You know, we had just like a propane barbecue. And, you know, he goes out and cooks them and comes back, and we're eating. And I'm like eating, looking at it. I'm like, this is raw.
Oh, shit.
I was like, from that day on, he was banned. And I kind of just took over the propane. And then he was gifted a Traeger. And so then I was all excited about it because I had been looking into smokers. And so I played with that a little. And just recently, like this summer, I kind of became almost an everyday thing for me. So it's easy. It's quick. I love it. I like trying to do, you know, new things on it and learning new things. So I barbecue 4 or 5 times a week usually.
So no more chicken tartare.
No. No. Yeah. People used to laugh. They'd come over and I was outside on the grill and, you know, would talk crap to him because he was inside. And I was out there barbecuing, but,
that's awesome.
My chicken's always cooked.
No chicken tartare. Perfect. So you're a big fan of cooking, which is awesome. I think a strong culinary background and knowing and understanding how to cook inside even first helps you go outside, helps you start to control that flame, start to understand what temperatures you need to bring things to, what temperatures you need to cook things through. And really the only thing you need to learn how to control is your temperature.
Yeah. And it's kind of like a lot of practice. You know, if I do wings, you know, one time and they didn't come out right, then the next time I, you know, change the temp and change the way I cook them and, you know, kind of get it perfected. And like now, you know, I can throw a tri-tip on and just know when it's done and know, you know, what the temp needs to be and everything. So it, you know, it's a lot of playing with it and getting it down for sure.
Now you mentioned a beautiful word there. You said tri-tip. being from California, you guys are gifted in cooking that. I feel like there's just so much of it out there, and you guys are so known for it. Are there any tips you would give a novelist or somebody that's starting how to cook tri-tip?
You know, we can get it at any store here, you know, any kind of grocery store you go into. But I've seen, you know, some people post that they get tri-tip, and just the way the cut looks of the meat is completely different. Just the way their butcher or whatever cut it. But I usually just cook it. I go like 225 for about an hour, and then we'll hit it like at 350, 375 until it gets like a nice color. And my kit, you know, I have people giving me crap all the time, you know, when I post pictures, and, you know, and, oh, that's overcooked and this and that, you're cutting it wrong. And I call them the tri-tip police. They get me like every time I post tri-tip, but you know what? I'm cooking for my kids. So, you know, my kids like it a little more cooked than I would like it, that I would prefer.
Yep.
But you know, if I don't have to hear kids complaining about food, I'm happy. So, you know, I cook for my family, and I think that sometimes people don't understand that, and, you know, they kind of give me a hard time sometimes, and, you know, it's just like, you know, whatever, it's what my kids eat. Yeah, I would love it a little more pink, but I'd actually like a little kind of bloody, but they won't eat it, so.
That's the hard part, right? The kids aren't going to eat it. They're not it's something that's a little bit harder to deal with in that sense. You would like to cook it a little bit more medium rare, maybe even rare, but honestly, like, if you got kids and you're cooking for your kids, they're not going to eat that shit. And some people, I'm sure, right now are like, no, my kid will eat that. Sure, maybe your kid will, but not everyone's will.
Yeah. I mean, my kids will go to a steak place and order, you know, I've gotten them to order medium steak, but, you know, I'll usually cook two tri-tips, and I'll cook one a little longer than the other and pull one off earlier. And that's, you know, the one that I'll eat off of. And, you know, they can always eat the ends of it. The ends are always cooked, so.
Yeah, because it's just that so much thinner of a cut of meat.
Yeah, so, but yeah, I definitely start low on it and then kind of bump it up at the end just to get a really nice color on it and just get it cooked to temp. I mean, however you like it, I guess I should say.
Yeah, but I mean, that's the biggest thing. I mean, it's barbecue, so if you got to cook it the way you like it.
Yeah. And you can't. Cooking. I mean, you can overcook one, but I mean, it's hard to overcook a tri-tip, you know.
I've done it once.
I did it probably once where it was it was well done. The kids still ate it. The kids loved it, but.
I was drinking, as all good stories start, and I went to Sear, and I forgot about it. And one of my buddies turns to me and goes, when's that tri-tip going to be done? And I go, oh, shit. And I, like, ran, turned it over, and it was, like, I mean, it was more than seared on one side. And I, like, temped it, and it was just temping at, like, 180. I was like, oh, we are well done.
Slap some barbecue sauce on and make a sandwich.
Yeah. And I was, like, cutting into it, and it was, like, crunchy. I was like, this is not going to be good. But it happens, right? It happens. Yeah. It has to.
And it happens to me. I'll be inside, you know, going back and forth, you know, from outside to inside, and I'll put it on that hot side of the grill and come in and I'll start like washing dishes or something and completely forget that I had like the meat on the hot side and it's burnt.
Yep. You just forget. So now you've been doing a lot of stuff. You've been making some waves, which is awesome. So you said you're a nursing student, right?
Yes.
Now, do you feel that if you're a nurse, if you're going to be a nurse, you have to have that tender, loving care. Do you feel like that helps you in the barbecue game?
I think so. It definitely helps with, I think, you know, me helping people. I have a lot of people that ask questions and, you know, I have people that message me that are super nice. And, you know, so I'm just I'm that kind of person. I'm a nice person. If you're nice to me, I'm nice to you. But then I get those randoms that are kind of, go off on something, you know, just because I think sometimes it's because I'm female.
Tell them to pound sand.
Yeah. So I used to, fight back with them a little bit, but now I'm kind of just like, okay, I'll just block you and ignore you and you're gone. But, I do have a lot of, people that are super nice and I can be super helpful to you if you, come at me in a nice way and not like, well, you're doing this wrong and you're cooking this wrong. And, there's a good way to tell somebody something and there's a bad way. So, I think me just being, I'm super helpful. I love helping people. I love cooking for people.
Guys, give us 1 second. I think we may have an internet drop. Cool. So you're super into helping people. Sorry, guys. The internet drop. Shit happens. So I think that's very true. I think helping people, and if you come at somebody or if you ask them a question in a nice way, like, hey, why'd you cook it this way or why'd you do this? I think that helps. And I think that's an awesome thing that you're able to reach out to the community and the community reaches out back. And if they don't appreciate you, whatever, tell them to go fuck themselves. Now, you are a, if I'm not wrong, you are a spokesperson, I guess, but you are a brand ambassador for a couple different things. You're a brand ambassador for Caribbean Q, if I'm not wrong. Is there anyone else on that list?
No, just currently it's Caribbean Q.
Cool.
So I do that. I love their stuff. So it was an easy choice.
What got you into Caribbean Q?
Honestly, he sent me some stuff. I tried it and I get rubs all the time and sauces and stuff. And, Kurt's an awesome guy.
Kurt is a great dude.
Yeah. And he, he asked, I was all excited. I kind of was like, somebody wants me to like use their products. And so now he's just super cool. I talk to him almost daily and, I love the stuff. So, I don't have a problem, promoting something that I love. And, if I love it, then I want other people to love it. And, I'm not going to say, hey, this is the best, and lie to people.
Yeah, of course.
Because, I want to be completely truthful in anything that I use. And I use all these, I get stuff from everywhere. And, and I have people send me stuff that, they're like, hey, can you try this out and let me know what you think? And I'll give them an honest answer. So, at the moment I'm only doing like Caribbean Q and that's about it right now.
Awesome. Awesome.
I'd love some other stuff, but it hasn't happened yet.
I mean, Caribbean Q is a great company. He's doing some fun stuff. I'm really stoked that his rubs came out. I know they came out a little while ago. Don't get me wrong, guys. And I'm on the ball. I'm not that, not that slow. But his rubs came out a while ago. I know he has some stuff in the works. He's going to be, he's always got something up his sleeve. It's Kurt. Yeah, we all know that.
He has a new rub and sauce coming out. So.
Exactly. And I know he's got some, he's an entrepreneur. He's going to work. But, I think his two rubs really helped him out, and I said it in the podcast with Peanut. It was people saw his seasonings and they thought rub, and they were like, I'm gonna put it on everything barbecue, and it was like, no, those are seasonings, they're not rubs, so you can't treat them the exact same way. And I feel like people, like, I keep my seasonings in my rub drawer too. Mm-hmm. And when I say my rub drawer is an entire Lazy Susan filled.
Like mine's like a whole cabinet.
Yeah, it's the whole thing. It's great. But you have to understand the difference between a rub and a seasoning. And I think a lot of people don't understand that. And I think I want to dive into this a little bit with you, considering you come from a little bit more of a kitchen culinary background. Not saying that you went to culinary school or anything like that, but did you find it hard when you first went into barbecue world to switch to rubs, or were you still kind of pulling your seasonings?
I kind of always have kept, like, and when I just started, I would go buy, whatever I saw that was like a barbecue rub. I had like all the Weber, the Weber rub, the seasoning rub they have. And, so I already had rubs, that I would use. And then, I have my seasonings that I use for other stuff. And, So I've always kind of had that rub stuff in my cabinet, but I definitely, you know, there's some times where I'll just pull out some garlic and salt and pepper and do that just because it's, you know, I it's good.
It's good. That's what you have a taste for tonight and doesn't matter. I mean, that's kind of, you know, there's definitely times where I'll be like, what do you, you know, I'll ask the wife, I'll be like, Amanda, what do you want on this tonight? And she's like, you know what? Just salt and pepper.
Yeah.
I just don't feel like anything else. And it's like, okay, cool. You know, we go basic sometimes, and then sometimes you want to spice it up and you throw some kind of crazy rub on there.
Yeah, and that's kind of like I have a hard time trying to using the ones that have like a lot of pepper in them. I mean, I love it, but
the kids don't.
Yeah. So, I think the other day I ordered some Suckle Busters and I opened it up and my son brought some steaks over, so he's like, "Cook this steak for me." And I'm shaking, you know, this SPG on these steaks and choking.
And somebody
I had no idea, and somebody messaged me and they're like, "Hey, did you choke on that stuff?" And I said, "Yes, I was like coughing. I was doing like a story video and I was coughing." And he goes, "Every time I open it, I'm sneezing." And I used it the other day again on something, and sure enough, I was like poking on it again.
So but it's just that pepper. Strong, huh?
I love pepper, yeah. So it's awesome, but it kind of gets you. It gets you where you're like, you want to sneeze or cough. But some of those other seasonings, I mean, like the other Kirbyki stuff I use on like seafood. I've used the Jamaican jerk on wings. I use like the island thyme on veggies when I'm doing veggies. So it kind of just, you know, you have to know where to use it because,
island thyme plays out really, really good on whitefish.
Whitefish. Okay. I've used it on shrimp. I haven't used it on fish yet, but, you know, you kind of just have to know where to use them and I think, you know, the other ones work well with like veggies and like seafood and, you know, the two rubs, of course, on beef and pork. And I use the beef rub on chicken wings because it tastes awesome.
Yeah. I haven't tried the beef rub on chicken rings, but that would be good because of the saltiness on it. That would be fantastic.
He's like, "I got to try that." I'm like, "Yeah, you do. It's awesome. It's like my favorite now."
I didn't think about that. Now I'm going to try it.
And I did it only because I was out of Honey Heat and I was waiting for my stuff to come in. I'm like, screw it. I'm putting big mold on this stuff. And
isn't that funny how, like, when you run out of something, you start getting creative? You're like, hold on. Okay. Yeah, screw it. I'm doing that, this, and that, and I'm putting it together.
Start mixing a bunch of stuff together. Yeah.
And you start to look at stuff, and you're like, so shit. I'm out of that. I wanted that. But what else can I put on there to still make it good?
And now, luckily, I have like a huge cabinet full of, you know, tons of stuff. But, you know, at the moment, I was just like, oh, man, what am I going to put on this? You know, and that's what I had. So I did it and it worked. It was good. I was like, I'm doing this all the time now.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
I mean, that is fantastic. It's always great when you find that diamond in the rough, right? Where you're like, this worked out. Awesome. I'm going to keep doing it.
I'm like, it's either going to work out or it's not going to taste good. It worked out, so perfect.
It's one or the other. I mean, that's your only chances. So now, you said you got a Smoky Joe. What was some that with that being a stick burner? For some people that don't know, it's a little bit harder to keep temp. What were your learning curves kind of going? Since you said you started kind of on a gas grill, then you moved over to a Traeger, which you plug in, if nobody knows. So if your power's out, you can't cook barbecue. Steelhouse Barbecue. If you guys know who that is, Steelhouse Barbecue, good friend of mine there, right there, buddy. That one's for you.
Yeah.
What were some of those learning curves?
You know what? I actually got tons of help when I decided to buy the thing. You know, the day I bought it, you know, I was on my like story video and I had so many people messaging me and helping. And one of the main ones was Zilla. You know, he was helping me because I wanted to paint it like purple. He was helping me. And,
if anyone can paint a pit like purple, red, orange, it's Zilla. I mean, that man, and if anyone can do it, it's him.
And I'm like, oh, you're killing. Because I was going to take mine and get done and then just got, you know, I was just like, I want to use this thing. Like, I don't want to wait to go take it to get painted and do this and that. So I put purple on it just in small parts of the smoker. But when he posted that picture, that purple one, I'm like, oh, dude, like, come on. I'm like, that's what I wanted.
His pits are more of an art piece.
Yeah. I'm like, that purple. And I had like five people send me that picture he posted. I'm like, I know, I already saw it. But yeah, like I had so many people help me with like modifications on it. You need to put the silicone, you need to get the gasket seal. And I mean, just had so many people help me. So when I was putting this thing together, it was super easy. And, actually got like is it called like a fire basket or whatever you put in the firebox. I was in LA and someone's like, hey, I have one, come pick it up. And I mean, so people are just so nice and helpful, but you know, it took a while to get used to it. And I've maybe used it six times if I'm counting right. And you know, I'm still learning and there's still a couple of things I need to get for it. But, you know, you just got to learn how to maintain the fire and the temperature. Cause I've left, you know, and gone to like the store and come back.
No,
I'm like, no, I can't do that again.
No, not on a stick burner. No, that's like a big no-no.
I came back and it was like, I think the temp was like 150 or something on it. I'm like, oh man, like shoot. So I'm trying to like get it back going again. And you know, so it's totally a learning experience. I love it though. I mean, the first thing I made on it was, a pork shoulder. And I was like, you know, if I'm going to mess anything up, this is like probably the least expensive.
It's also the most forgiving though.
Yeah. You know, I can probably do this and not mess it up. So that was the first thing I did on it. I've done like chickens, I've done ribs. I did like a smoked mac and cheese in there that came out awesome.
I love me some smoked mac and cheese.
I've not done a brisket. I'm working my way up to the brisket, but yeah, so I love it. I mean, the flavor of, you know, that compared to the other is completely different. And you know, everybody that's had the food has noticed and loved it. So
now what kind of wood are you putting in there?
I found some here. It's kind of been hard to find wood local here. But I did find cherry and peach. So that's what I've been using. I've been trying to find some oak. I haven't had any luck, but I think, there's someone that has some, you know, where my brother lives. So next time I go visit, I'm going to load up.
Here's an easy way to find some. Tell them where you're located, and I bet you people will start messaging you.
And I think there's a couple places, you know, like an hour away or whatever. But just right here in, like, Fresno, Clovis, I haven't been able to find oak yet.
Boom, that's all you had to say. You're just the city. They're going to – someone is going to hit you up and be like, this is my supplier. This is my dealer. Hit them up. It sounds like a drug deal, but it's not. We're talking about
the like barbecue place that's here in Clovis. I probably should go ask him, like, hey, where do you get your wood? But the peach and the cherry have been working really well for me. He had tons of fruit wood. He said if he gets some pecan, he was gonna, you know, let me know.
Hit you up with it.
And he goes, you might just come home and it might be in your driveway. And I'm like, okay, cool.
I can't, but, I'm not going to argue.
Yeah, I'm not going to not take free wood.
I'm not going to argue with you. I mean, shit.
I can't park my car right there. I don't care.
So, I mean, I think that's such a cool thing that you're embracing on this journey of kind of going stick burner and going that true smoke. Now, do you find that you have a problem keeping more moisture in the meat at first, or are you doing okay with that?
I it's done okay for me. I've done like two, I've done pulled pork twice. I've done, like the chickens that I did came out perfect. I'm trying to think what else, the ribs, you know, the same way. I just did some beef ribs that came out like awesome on there. And I finally got some butcher paper and wrapped those babies up. And I'm like, okay, I see the difference between the pink butcher paper and foil now.
There's a big difference there.
And they came out awesome. I was hunting for these beef ribs forever, you know, and my son works at a grocery store, you know, meat department. And I kept sending him a picture. Hey, you know, this is what I need. oh, we don't have those. We don't have those. And I'm like, oh, gosh. Like, and I called like so many places here. I couldn't find them. And one day he finally sends me a picture and he's like, is this what you want? I'm like, yes.
That's exactly it.
What I've been looking for.
And just a full plate rib. That's all I need.
And they weren't like the three bone, like huge, you know, they were the four bone plates. And I got like four in a pack. But I still have two that I need to cook. And somebody's not calling me on this. I still have like two that I need to cook. But when I made those two the other day, I made them for my dad for his birthday. And, you know, it was kind of like, okay, I've never made these. Like, I hope they come out. I hope we have something to eat, you know. And I ended up doing like some pulled pork too, just in case. You know, they didn't come out right. And when I cut into them, I, you know, my kids think I'm so silly. I'm like, hell yeah. And they're like, what? And I'm like, check these out. And I was like, yes.
That's so the way, like, every barbecue cook on the way, like, you're making the first thing for the first time. And you're like, you like go to cook, you go to cut in and you're like, okay, hold on. Slice. And you're like, shit, it's right. Yes.
I like let out a little yell and my dad even was laughing at me and my girls are like, really, mom? And I'm like, look at this. I'm like, look at it. And I'm showing them and they're like, I don't even know what I'm looking at.
They're like, I don't get it. That looks like a piece of meat to me. I don't know. It doesn't look right or wrong. I don't know.
You wait all day. You know, you wait all day sometimes and then your meat just comes out perfect and you're like, yes. You know, that it's like that moment when you cut into it. I'm like, hell yeah. I did it. Like, I still have two more of these in the freezer. I can, like, hook up. And I was all excited about them. My dad loved them. So that was, you know, the only thing I really cared about. But
that's all that mattered.
Yeah. But so I finally found some of those. I mean, they're not as good as, you know, you can probably get in, like, Texas or something. But, you know, the quality wasn't great. But they came out good. So.
But, like, okay. So I'm going to stop you right there. You say the quality isn't great. When you break down barbecue, though, barbecue was cheap cuts of meat that were shitty quality that we cooked low and slow to make them good. So thus, you created real, authentic barbecue. Period. And, you know,
I kind of, when I started, I mean, I would just go buy whatever at the normal grocery store. And one day I was in the grocery store and I was doing like a little story and this guy's like, oh, don't buy that crap. You got to buy Prime and da, 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 da. And I'm like, dude, this is like the closest store to my, you know, my house. This is where I shop. Like, I'm not trying to drive across town to Costco or whatever and go get, you know, some crazy meat. If it's here, I mean, I don't notice the difference. So
listen, it will – you can taste the difference a little bit. Don't get me wrong. Yes, if you can get Prime, you can get really good marbling. Yeah, absolutely. It's amazing. It looks beautiful on pictures. It tastes great because the fat does – it does render down into the meat. It keeps it moist. But when you break down real barbecue – and I believe in real fucking barbecue. Anyone that wants to disagree with me, let's go. Let's debate and let's fucking do it. And I will crush your soul because – real barbecue is not cuts of Wagyu placed on a cooker. It's just not.
Yeah, it's normal, whatever you get at the store.
It's tough cuts of meat.
Cheap.
Cheap, tough cuts of meat cooked low and slow. I mean, it was a poor man's cuisine, mm-hmm. which if anyone wants to be a fucking dick about, if you look at most high-end cuisines, they're peasant food that people elevated. Chefs elevated peasant food because that's what they grew up on. So I think what you're doing is spot on the barbecue. Don't get me wrong. I will buy those primes. I will get those. I will get nice meat when I can. But I won't cry over getting a little bit less great of a cut of meat and cooking it low and slow and just you know, going old school at it. Now, yes, I cook on a Big Green Egg. Yes, my cooker's $1,000. But that doesn't matter.
Yeah.
That's not what we're talking about here. We're talking about the cut of meat. So I believe you can make almost anything great barbecue if you do it right and you take the time and you put the heart and effort into it. That's what I believe. Now, my question for you here, we'll transition from that. We'll go into what's kind of next for the barbecue queen?
You know what? I just started this blog, and so I'm doing that now. And it's just me kind of posting my recipes and recipes that I didn't have. You know, I kind of cook, and I learned how to cook just by, you know, you throw this in, you throw that in, you mix this amount of whatever. And, you know, I started having people ask for recipes for this kind of stuff. And so I had to, you know, kind of finally sit down and say, you know, I'm making a dish. I'm like, okay, how much of this am I putting in? I'm like measuring, you know, and actually trying to get a recipe together because I have all these people asking me. And I'm like, okay, I don't have a recipe. Like, I just cooked. This is how I learned, you know, how to cook. And
I mean, everyone has that grandma that cooks.
Yeah.
And she's like, you put that in there and it comes out like this. And you're like, how much of it? And she's like, what do you mean how much?
Yeah.
Just by feel.
Never measured. Yeah. And it's you're throwing stuff in. You're, you know, she's looking at it and she's stirring. And okay, you need to add a little more. And that's the way I learned how to cook from my dad and you know, my parents and my grandma. And, you know, so to, you know, when people started, you know, asking me for recipes, I'm like, I don't have a recipe. You know, this is just how I've always made it. And I finally have had to, like, you know, plan out when I'm making something and I'm standing there and writing everything down. You know, I mean, like the first time I tried to measure out, you know, Mexican rice, totally screwed the recipe up. You know, like my rice came out soggy and I'm like, that's what I get, like, for trying to, like, actual, you know, measure. I make this rice in the same pot, the same amount, and it's always too much rice. But that's how much, you know, that's how I learned how to cook. And so when I finally had to, like, sit down and, you know, I measured everything out, it came out, you know, screwed up. And I'm like, oh, great, you know. But I finally, you know, have had to do these recipes. So that's kind of what I'm doing next. You know, I have a little break from school right now. So this is, I'm kind of putting my all into, you know, my page and my blog. And so slowly I'm going to be adding recipes on the blog and going to like barbecue places and kind of want to do blogs with that too.
That's awesome. I think that's very, very cool.
It's, you know, I love to eat. I love to go, you know, places, and I see all these places on TV, and I have like a growing list of places that I want to go eat at.
It's dangerous. It's dangerous.
If we're like a, you know, a certain city, I'm like looking on my phone. Okay, this is where we got to go eat. You know, and people think I'm crazy, but you know, it's just something I've seen on TV, and I'm like, okay, I have to go there.
So if you want a really good app that'll drive you completely crazy and nuts, this will be great. You gotta go to, it is called TV Food Maps.
Uh-huh.
I think I might be butchering that. Hold on, I'm gonna have to see if I can find it on my phone. Cause I had it. And I don't remember if it transferred. But I believe it's TV Food Maps. And basically what it is it will give you everything that's ever been on TV.
Oh, nice.
All of you guys. So you would like, and it'll tell you what shows it was on and all that kind of fun stuff. So if you are like me and you pay attention to the Food Network.
Oh, yeah.
It's one of those things where like, you're like, oh, shit, I want to go there.
Yeah. And I'll watch like Triple D all the time. And like, last night I was watching it and I added like three names onto my list of stuff. And it's pretty much just the name and the city. And I have like this growing list on my phone, or I'll go somewhere and search Triple D restaurants and find, you know, that food. And that's just how I am. And it's, you know, it's not always great all the time, but there's times where I've, you know, found somewhere and it's like amazing. And so, I kind of want to start adding that to, my blog and, hopefully coming up soon, I may be going on a show, an actual show to compete. So,
awesome.
I'm kind of, you know, can't talk too much about it, but,
understandable.
Hopefully find out in a couple weeks. So I'm super excited. You know, my kids are excited for me and so we'll see.
I think that's awesome.
Yeah.
Very, very cool. So you are kind of moving on. What is the website? Is it just bbqqueen.com, or what's the website that they can find your blog at?
I have the link on my Instagram page.
Cool.
I think it's like, I don't even, I'm going to have to look it up. BarbecueQueen.wordpress.com.
Cool. So
is that her blog? So.
Boom. That's where her blog is. That's where you guys can keep up with her. Obviously, Instagram is also a great place to friend, follow, watch, enjoy food. Yeah.
And I post barbecue. I post, my regular everyday, whatever I cook in my kitchen food. And, if I go out and like search this food place out, like I just did a couple weeks ago, I went to this burger place that was like amazing. I post that on there too. So it's my food. It's like my kitchen food, my barbecue food, and wherever I go out to eat food. So
now, here's a question. What do you believe defines good barbecue? You're from California, so you guys are way on the West Coast. You're not necessarily by the four quadrants of barbecue in the United States. What would you say defines great barbecue?
Here in California, I mean, I haven't been able to find that. I haven't looked that much. I'm not going to say, there's one place in Fresno here. There's actually two places that I go eat, and one's called Westwoods and one's Doghouse. Doghouse, I mean, that's the only place I'll ever go eat tri-tip besides my own tri-tip. So I think just flavor, if you can kind of get that little bit of wood flavor in the barbecue, This Westwoods place has some like awesome burnt ends. They always sell out, but I think it's just kind of how, the flavor of the meat, if it's tender, if it's juicy, if it's not all dried out, and if it has that really good smoke flavor, that's what gets me. So, I haven't, I'm kind of this year, I want to spend this year going to barbecue competitions here in California. I'm trying to get to one in Texas. So if I go to that one in Texas, I'm going to try to, go early, go in early, go to Austin, go to some barbecue places. And ideally, I would just love to go to Texas for like 2 weeks and kind of just drive around and eat barbecue there.
Yeah, we'd all like that, but,
Yeah. So
we can't all have it our way.
Right? I'm like, now, maybe I can go to summer.
What would you say is your favorite region of barbecue?
My favorite region. See, I haven't tough tried one, right? Like places though. See, that's what my thing is. Like I've had like my barbecue in California barbecue.
Barbecue.
But that's completely different from going to Texas and having like Texas barbecue, like going to Tennessee and having barbecue there. And, so I haven't actually got to like go and do that. But I don't think California can even compete with that, really. Going and trying those other places, getting like the true, true barbecue.
Getting that real feel, that real Southern barbecue Texas barbecue. I can agree with you. It's a hard one. I love all forms of barbecue. I feel like all barbecue is created equal. Well, not all barbecue is created equal, but most of it is. Now, what would you, since you're doing this journey, you're having fun, you're learning more and more about barbecue, what would you say was your hardest cook? What do you feel is your hardest meat to cook, to really perfect?
I think it's been my brisket. I've only done brisket, I think, twice. And the first time I did brisket was when, I just got my Traeger. And I threw a brisket on there and was so bummed because I knew I overcooked it a little bit. But everybody was like, oh, it's good. And, everybody loved it. But in my head, it was overcooked.
We're always hardest on ourselves.
Kind of, yeah. That's kind of where I need to practice a little more. And I've done brisket on my Traeger. I'm kind of wait. I need to get a part for my Joe before I'll do a brisket on there. So that's probably like my the toughest thing, just because I haven't cooked it as much as I've cooked, you know, tri-tip or chicken or, you know, ribs, because I do ribs all the time, and or you know, pork shoulder or whatever. So that's kind of, I think, where I need to do a little more practice on. And, you know, especially if I'm going to throw one on my Joe and do it that way.
Have that night. Spend that much time with it.
I'm like, okay, if I go spend like $40 on a brisket, you know, I don't want to mess it up. So it's hard, you know, and I kind of need to get like this, this thing for my Joe. And someone's like, I wouldn't do a brisket until you get that part for your Joe. And I'm like, yeah, I know. But you know, I've done it on the Traeger and it's come out, you know, the second one I did came out great. But that's probably where I'd love to practice more. And like, obviously the beef ribs, if I could find some like better, you know, awesome beef ribs, and the ones I did, you know, came out great. But, you know, it's kind of hard to find stuff here sometimes. And, you know, I just want to try everything, you know? I mean, they're like lamb. I want to do lamb.
Lamb is awesome. I highly recommend it.
and it's stuff I don't know if my kids are going to eat, but I'll eat it. So
just don't tell them it's lamb.
Yeah. Even when I do, like, you know, if I do a pork shoulder, my kids don't really eat the pork. So I do pork ribs. I'm the only one that eats them. You know, if I do the pulled pork, you know, my son will eat the heck out of it, but you know, I usually do that when like people come over.
Of course, so yeah.
I'll have tons of leftovers of, you know, pulled pork, in which I think I still have some in my fridge right now. But, you know, there's so much that I want to try, and I mean, there's so much that I need to learn still. But brisket, I want to get that down. Like the second one I did was really good, but I know it could be better. So,
of course,
it's always like trial and error, you know, and I think I wrapped that one like in foil last time. So now I have this butcher paper I want to try out. So
we'll kind of end the podcast with this. Here's the last kind of wrap up conversation that I'd love to have with you is, what would you say to somebody who's trying to get into barbecue, doesn't know where to start? How do they start? What do you recommend to them? What should their first cook be? How should they go about it?
I would probably recommend, you know, them just get a Weber. You know, if you can cook on a Weber, I mean, that's kind of like the classic, you know, everybody has a Weber almost. Yep. And growing up, you know, my dad cooked on a Weber forever. And I would say if you can like master the Weber, you know, then move on to getting a wood smoker or, you know, like me, I mean, I think I keep saying when I get like a ceramic griller that I'll be done. I'm sure I won't be done, but that's kind of like next on my list.
You won't.
Yeah. And someone else said that, like, you won't be done when you get one. I'm like, you know, whether it's a Green Egg or you know, one of these other brands, like that's kind of where I'm heading next. And you know, I would practice on a Weber, get it down, and then
step your game up.
Okay, yeah. You know, practice on easy stuff first. Do some hamburgers, like do some chicken. You know, you can't really, I mean, you can burn the hell out of some chicken, but I mean, I've done it. I just made some ribs the other day. I burned the hell out of them. And I was like, I can't believe I did that. Like that was such a rookie move. Like I haven't burned anything in forever, but you know, it happens to people and that's
it does. Just
learn. And I'm like, okay, no more brown sugar wrapped ribs in the Weber. Like it's not going to happen anymore because they were black.
Yeah. That's the worst.
Yeah. So, I mean, I think if you can start on a Weber, you can do anything kind of, you know, it's practice there, get, you know, move on to the other stuff. And, you know, I do use my pellet smoker. I use it, you know, during the week. That's like my cook because it's fast. You know, I can go out there and throw some stuff on and get it done quick. But, you know, my Joe and my Weber I do on the weekends. And even the Weber I use during the weekdays too. But, you know, everybody kind of has a Weber. And I would totally practice on that because there's, you're getting a lot more flavor on that than you're going to do on like a gas, you know, propane grill.
So. Yep, absolutely. That charcoal flavor kind of comes up. It gives it, it kisses that meat and has a lot of fun with it.
Yeah.
So I want to say thank you so much for coming on the show, hanging out with us.
Thank you.
Hopefully we can catch up with you later on in the year and we can do another episode and hang out and we can find out kind of like where your journey's brought you.
Cool. Yeah, maybe I'll be on a show by then.
Maybe. Then you're just never going to reply to my emails. It's great.
So I'll totally reply.
Once again, I want to say thank you so much. Can you just tell everyone once again where they can find you on the internet?
You can find me on Instagram, barbecue. It's barbecue_queen, the same name on Twitter. I kind of do everything on Instagram. So if you're going to look for me, I think if you just search barbecue queen, you can find me.
It does. Yeah, I believe it comes up. Absolutely. So once again, I want to say thank you so much to the barbecue queen for coming on to the show and chatting with us and having a good time.
Thank you.